Well, Joe, great start for you and the British team with two good, solid opening rounds.
Yeah, I'm delighted. I mean, Michael was fantastic, as he always is. My horse performed great, so it's a solid start. And then we've got two great riders still to come, so hopefully we're in a good position.
What advice did Michael give you after he'd been in? What was the sort of reaction after that?
Jump clear and don't knock anything down. Gave me a few tips on the lines, and that rode a little bit longer than it walked and these sort of things, you know. So great tips to have from a man like that.
And for you being part of the team here at the Alltech FEI World Equestrian Games, obviously a great thrill for you personally.
I'm really proud. I'm really proud to be here. We've worked a long time to get here. I've had the horse since he was five, and now to be here at the top of the world, I mean, this is one of the biggest events in the world. I'm really proud, and to be representing this country with these riders on the team, it's great.
And inevitably pressure on the British with what they've achieved recently, have you sensed that you've got to produce the goods?
There's big shoes to fill, yeah, and obviously with a great rider like Ben out, but I mean, I think we're in a good position. I don't want to sound too confident, but we're here and we're here to do a job. So.
Is the feeling you can't get a medal, or is it the Olympic qualification the sort of the key?
Well, I think we're all dreaming of medals, aren't we? We didn't get up this morning just thinking about qualifying for the Olympics, that's for sure. I mean, we got up thinking about medals, but obviously that's what we have to do. We have to qualify for the Olympics, and we want to win medals.